guarantee future financial results.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com. Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain? Knee pain that won't go away? Maybe even facing a knee replacement? Plantar fasciitis? Foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
Ithaca leading Riverdale at halftime, 46-21. Looking at scoring in the first half for the Bulldogs, 14 from Sammy Clary, including 4 3-pointers, 12 from Devin Iam, 8 points from Cody Burns, Casey Pomering has 5, Wes Nelson 4, Houston Bolin with 3. On the other side, Riverdale with 14 points from Bevan Dennessy has 2 3-pointers. Also, Owen Blankenship has 2 points, and Enril Gantula with 5 points in the first half for the Chieftains. Riverdale with 3 3-pointers made, and they were 6 of 7 from the free throw line. Those free throws all came from Bevan Dennis. Riverdale with a total, again, of 21 points here in the first half, trying to find a way to slow down these Bulldogs. Ithaca on the other side with a total of 5 threes, 4 of them from Sammy Clary, who truly had the hot hand during a stretch in the game. And Ithaca is 3 for 3 from the free throw line. They've also been dominant at the post, able to score again with Burns down low, and Devin Iam especially getting the benefit of some passes, but also some putback passes, putback baskets on the rebound attempts here this evening as well. Riverdale won the JV game tonight by a final of 41-30 here in the varsity action after 18 minutes of basketball. 46-21, Ithaca with the lead over Riverdale. Coming up tomorrow night, River Valley's home opener. We'll have that for you. The Bulldogs will be back in action on Thursday in the Ridgeon Valley opener with Lafarge. And Riverdale will be taking on Iowa Grant among the games. I know both teams will be seeing their girls' teams get into conference play this week as well. And we'll be on hand for our next broadcast after tomorrow night at Pfizer Forum on Friday. We look forward to Richland Center and Baraboo meeting in non-conference boys and girls basketball games. The start times all approximate, but it looks like the first one around 2:15. For boys, and the girls game to follow around 4:15, and we'll be bringing those your way on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com during the daytime action. No high school games on Thursday. The Packers taking on the Detroit Lions. You may have heard about that game, and that's coming up with the pregame time at 5 on Thursday night right here on WRCO. Coming up, more about tonight's boys game. Ithaca leading it 46-21 here at Ithaca. You're listening to high school boys basketball coverage from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
When water runs low, don't let it delay. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions today. With Larry, Shelley, and Chris on the team, they'll bring you water like a holiday dream. 24-hour service, day or night, they'll fix it fast and make it right. From pumps to wells, they're the ones to call for a merry solution, big or small. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, bringing you water and cheer all year.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
WRCO 46-21, Ithaca leading Riverdale in area boys basketball this evening. Second game of the season. We're on the 2nd of December. Again, the Bulldogs playing Lafarge at home on Thursday. They'll be at North Crawford for a showdown next Tuesday. They will host Southwestern for a good non-conference game next Thursday. And they'll also be at Weston the following night on Friday, December 13th. They'll play at Nisida on the 17th of December, and then at Wazika Steuben on Thursday, December 19th. They'll be at Belmont for a Saturday afternoon game on Saturday, December 28th. Riverdale will be at Iowa Grant on Thursday. They'll return home next Tuesday to face Cuba City. They'll be at Southwestern. They, too, will play North Crawford on Tuesday, December 17th. We're underway with the second half, the Bulldogs with the basketball. There's a pass to Iam. He'll give it back to the top of the circle. Pommering. Now left side. It's Burkram. Dumping it low. Here's a nice move by Iam, and he'll score. Bulldogs dominating at that low post, and that makes it 48-21. Bevan Dennis takes it across the timeline. Pommering tight on the defense. Dennis calling the play. Moves back toward the half-court line. Now on a drive. Fires it off to the left side and Chase Chitwood. Around the wheel it goes. Chieftains in working around the man-to-man defense. Dennis from Blankenship. He'll pull up. 15-footer. Good. Bevan Dennis, nice, smooth catch and release. That makes it 48-23. Bulldogs with the ball. Down to Iam. Now to Nelson. West pump fake. Now throws it back out to Pommering. Now Iam back to Nelson, deep corner. Bounce feed Iam, knocked away by the Chieftain. Saved by the Bulldogs and into the hands of Iam. Devin's shot, this one won't go. Rebound by Gavin Krull, and it comes back to the Chieftains. Bevan Dennis will call the play as he crosses the timeline. Dennis using the left hand. Bevan on the free throw line left, looking back door. Nice pass, trying to get it to Gantula, but knocked away by the Bulldogs. Wes Nelson touched it last. It will be Riverdale basketball. So the Chieftains on the out-of-bounds line. Here's Blankenship. Brings it in play. Tipped away and out-of-bounds. Riverdale over in the corner. I think arguing they may have touched it last. Now the officials will confer. It's going to stay with Riverdale. So here comes the inbound flip from Blankenship into the backcourt for Dennis. And Bevan drives a little deeper, throws it to the baseline, threw it away, looking for Chase Chitwood. It belongs to the Bulldogs. Lots of stars here tonight. Looks like the student section is in the camouflage. You can't even see them. They are camouflaged so well here tonight. Pass comes in play to Sammy Clary, and Clary will walk it across the timeline. Gives it over to the left side, and Merkram, Ethan, makes a move, swings it back to the top of the circle. Now grabs it back from Pomering, lobs for Clary. Sammy on the right wing. Sammy back to Merkram. Ethan on a drive, throws it inside, knocked away by the Chieftains. Good hands, good defense by Gavin Krull. And coming up now is Bevan Dennis with the basketball, drives lane, hangs, shot on the way, won't stay, rebound Riverdale. Chieftains scrapping on the inside, Blankenship back up, no good on the shot. Rebound by the Bulldogs. Merkram lost the handle on it and out of bounds. Nice save by Bob Maley. Cat-like reflexes. It'll come back now to the Chieftains. And Houston Boland will be in the game. And Ethan Merkram will come out after hitting the floor pretty hard. He played well in the first half, but had to go out with a couple of quick fouls. Here's a quick pass for Riverdale, down deep and in for the basket. Owen Blankenship makes it 48-25. And the Chieftains have scored a couple of baskets. Quick pass for Iam, though, and the Bulldogs with a quick answer. Devin Iam having a field day down low. That makes it 50-25. Just over 15 minutes to go. Dennis fires it back to Chitwood. Chase on the wing. Now to Krull, top of the circle. And then Gantua with the basketball. He'll make a move to the corner. Fires it back to Blankenship. Head fake, makes a move down to the low post. Got around the defender, and the pass knocked away and out of bounds by Casey Pomering. Nice save by the official, making sure Casey didn't crash into the door frame there. Owen Blankenship will give the ball a tap. Lobs it in for Bevan Dennis. Dennis, deep three, on the way, no. Rebound, weak side by Devin Iam. And Devin brings it back to the other side. Pomering, now Clary, deep three on the way for the Bulldogs. No good. Ball tapped around, out of bounds, last touched by the Bulldogs. It will be Riverdale basketball. Chieftains with Chase Chitwood will bring it in play. And Bevan Dennis will walk it along across the half-court line. Bevan with a quick move, nice move. Hangs in the air, 10-footer off the back of the iron. And the rebound by Wes Nelson. Gives it over now to the near side and Casey Pomering. Pomering across the timeline over to Sammy Clary. Lobs back to Pomering, lobs it down to the baseline. There's taken by Iam. Back to go to Bolin. Bolin shot on the way, no good. And he saves it off. Nice job. Got his own rebound, saves it for Sammy. Down low for Devin Iam, and the score. Devin Iam from Sammy Clary. What a play by Houston Boland. Missed the shot. That's how you follow your shot. Saved it back in bounds, and the Bulldogs got a basket. 52-25, they lead it. Riverdale working it to the corner. There is Scantula. Swings it back now to Bevan Dennis. Off a pick. Now makes the move in the lane. 10-footer on the rim, no good. Rebound Clary. Sammy now bringing it across the timeline. Stops. Lifts it off now to Nelson. West on a drive, and it's up, no good. Offensive foul is called. Taking the charge by Riverdale, Gavin Krell. Nice job. And it comes back to the Chieftains. Bulldogs called for the foul. So that will be the first on Wesley Nelson. 52-25 the score. Ithaca in the lead. 13:25 remaining in the first half. First foul of the second half, in fact. Bevan Dennis is fouled by the Bulldogs as he took a shot and goes to the free throw line. Foul is marked on Ithaca's Casey Pomering. That will be his second. And Dennis at the line, 6 of 7 tonight from the stripe. Free throw number one is no good. He'll get one more. Riverdale with a couple of quick substitutions. Conlon Walsh and Henry Drone are both in. Gantula and Chitwood go out. Free throw by Dennis is no good. Rebound by Pomerang. And the Bulldogs. Outlet pass now to Cody Burns. Burns to Clary in the lane. Makes a move. Ten-footer won't stay. Rebound fought for, and there is Iam. Devin, double, quadruple teamed. Got a shot off. It won't go. Rebound pulled down by Gavin Kroll. And Kroll takes it out to the half-court line. Nowhere to go. Gives it back to Dennis. And Bevan makes the move to the right side. Quick move for the sophomore. Lost the handle and now saving the ball is going to be, that's a nice dive by Murkrum off of the Riverdale Chieftains, but I think Murkrum was way out of bounds when he tried to save that back inbounds. It will come back to Riverdale. Chieftains with the ball at the scorer's table. Still Bill running the clock tonight here at Ithaca. Dennis on a drive, nothing. Nothing, no, there's a pass down low, and making a move is Blankenship. Got a shot off and scores. Nice move by Owen Blankenship. That makes it 52-27. Bulldogs of the outlet. Here's a nice pass from Bertram down low. Pomerang can't get it. Reverse lay-in by Iam, no good. Gives it off to Sammy Clary with a 10-footer good. Sammy Clary responds with a two-pointer. That makes it 54-27. Dennis goes off the screen from Blankenship. Goes left side. Plants. 10-footer on the rim. No good. Rebound by Bertram. Up ahead, Iam. Devin goes in. Lays it in strong and good. Devin Iam makes it 56-27 in favor of the Bulldogs. Across the timeline, Bevan Dennis. Now he'll drive to the low post. Nowhere to go. Kicks it back out. Here's Henry Drone. Now back to Dennis. Three in traffic. No good. Rebound by Bevan Dennis. And the ball goes back the other way. Across the timeline, the Bulldogs for Sammy Clary. Clary top of the wheel. Over to Pomerang. Casey inside. Bertram back to Casey in the corner. Between the knees dribble. Fires it back to Sammy Clary. Clary lobs. High post. There's Bertram. Now to the corner, three on the way, Iam, no good. Cody Burns chases down the miss. Now to Sammy, Clary drives lane, dumps it low, knocked away from Iam and out of bounds. Nice pass, quick hands of Blankenship. Boys basketball, Weston leading New Lisbon, 31-24. Highland, 57-35 over Iowa Grant. That is in boys, Highland leading Dodgeville, 30-14 and a half. We'll be back with more in a moment. After this timeout, 11:06 to go, 56-27 Ithaca on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Welcome back to Ithaca. It's 56-27 in favor of the hosting Ithaca Bulldogs. Galena leading Cuba City 24-20 at halftime. Kickapoo leading Hillsboro 34-31. Second half, that's a good ball game. Bulldogs with the basketball near side. Clary for three and got it from the near side wing. Sammy's got a handful of threes tonight. That'll make it 59-27 Bulldogs. Across the timeline, Bevan Dennis. Throws it right wing on a drive. There's Blankenship. Leaves it back for Walsh. Conlon gives it back to Dennis. Bevan with a basketball guarded closely. Bulldogs in that man-to-man. Near side Walsh. Looks for a cutter through the lane. Now drops it low to Drone. Henry makes the move. Turnaround for the low post. Shot won't go. Rebound pulled down by the Bulldogs. Bertram baseballs it up. Here's Pomerang down the boulevard, and he will score. 61-27 Ithaca. 10-16 to go in the ball game. Now looks like Hillsboro leading Kickapoo 49-44. Boys basketball, the filmy flip phone. Riverdale lost the ball out of bounds. It was last touched by Cody Burns and will belong now to Riverdale. Scores provided by the Filney Flip Phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Mobile Nationwide. Local mobile phone plans with local service and support from Y-Connect Wireless. Maybe someday, one of these days, they will try to help me get a new app for my flip phone. Shot up by Riverdale, no good. Rebound by Burns. Here's Clary. Here's Pomering. There's Iam, and he scores. Bulldogs distributing the ball left and right, and Devin Iam hits 22. 63-27 in favor of the Bulldogs. Dennis throws it to the right side. Gantua. Now he'll bring it back to Chitwood. Chitwood to Walsh. Gantula. Bounce feed to the baseline. There's Chitwood. Back to Dennis. Bevan pulls up. There's a three. It's off the iron. Left side. Dennis tried to save his own miss. Couldn't. And the ball out of bounds. It'll be Ithaca basketball. Getting set to check in for Ithaca, Wes Nelson, along with Houston Bolin and Keegan Jones. It will be Bulldog basketball. Coach Hipsch has rotated nine players tonight. Pass comes across the timeline, and it's going to be Clary on the left wing. Throws it low. There's Jones. Kicks it back out. There's Nelson. Nelson down the boulevard. Crashes in for a shot. No good. Rebound by Chase Chitwood. Back to Bevan Dennis. Dennis crosses half court. Makes a basketball move to the right side. Gives it off to Gantua. He'll drive. Nice move and scores. General Gantula making it to the hoop. 63-29. Sammy Clary slowing the pace now for the Bulldogs. Whips it off to Keegan Jones. Jones to Iam. Devin left side, Nelson whipping it low. There's Jones catching it, shot in the crowd, won't go. May have been partially blocked. Gantula can't hang out of the rebound. It will be Ithaca basketball underneath the basket. I would say with Aaron Hipsch and Ben Dre, the Bulldogs have one of the taller coaching staffs in the area. You throw in Greg Zimmerman, he might bring down the average height a little bit. Ball comes in play, caught now by the Bulldogs. 8:34 to go in the ball game, leading Riverdale 63-29. Wes Nelson on the left side. Nelson looks, fires back to Iam. Now just to the right of the free throw line. Houston Bolin gives it to Sammy Clary. Clary just up for the baseline. Fires it low, and it's going to be through the hands of Bolin, but picked up by Nelson. His shot is blocked, but a foul call. Wes Nelson goes to the free throw line. That's Riverdale's first foul this half. And Nelson will be the shooter. Foul is marked on Gavin Cruel. Free throw is good by Nelson. He will get a second attempt. Independence Gilmerton leading Cashton 23-15 at halftime. Free throw is good by Wes Nelson. Galena up on Cuba City 37-35 second half. 65-29 here at Ithaca. The Bulldogs leading the Chieftains. Dennis for three. Got it. Heaven, Dennis. Went up and got it. And he's got a total of three triples tonight. 65-32. Clary brings it off to Keegan Jones. Jones holds it. Throws it now top of the circle. That's Iam reversing it now. And Bolin back to Iam. Devin takes it down low. Makes the move. Shot good and a foul call. Devin Iam confidently taking it to the hoop. And the Bulldogs have a chance for a three-point play. That makes it 67-32. Caden Keller will be in for Houston Bolin. Ithaca makes a quick switch. And Henry Drone and Owen Blankenship return for Riverdale. Iam at the line. Free throw is good as he completes the three-point play. Pass comes inbounds. 68-32. Ithaca leading Riverdale. Bevan Dennis crosses the half-court line. Pulls up. There's another three and another good one. Bevan Dennis. Wow. Nice touch. 68 to 35. Bulldogs quickly up to Keller. His shot is no good. Gets his own miss as it tapped away in a crowd that throws it off a Chieftain out of bounds. It will be Ithaca basketball. Casey Pomering and Ethan Berkram return. Highland leading Iowa Grant 68-39 in the second half of that game tonight. Look like the Cardinal boys are tough. Cardinal girls are. We saw them. Inbound now, stolen by Drone. He'll take it home the other way and scores. Henry Drone with his first basket. 68-37. Bulldogs with the ball. 7 minutes and counting down tonight. Pass comes to the right side. Berkram. Clary meets the ball. Slings it over to the left side. Keller on the pass low. Berkram. Keller. Now to the corner. Jones makes a move. Tough shot. Won't stay. Rebound pulled down by Riverdale. Henry Drone with a loose change. Back now to Dennis. And Bevan with 6:40 to go. Takes it across half court. Makes a move into the paint. Hangs and nope, that one won't go. Rebound low by Riverdale. Hey, good on the putback. Blue collar basket by Owen Blankenship on the putback. 68-39. Bulldogs with 6:20 to go. Keller holds the ball in the right wing. Riverdale hanging back. Matching up now man-to-man. Ball goes left side to Jones. Keegan. Off it goes to Pomering, now to Berkram. He'll drive short on the put in, and now it's going to be saved out to the corner. Jones, no good. Rebound put back good by Sammy Clary. Clary making it 70-39, proving he can make a two-pointer once in a while as well. He's got three of those to go along with 5 three-pointers. Dennis for a three, and that one is on the iron. No good. Rebound by Ethan Berkram. And it will come back the other way for the Bulldogs. 5:40 to go. Berkram makes the move to the baseline. Kicks it back to Pomering. He backs off near half court. Now to Clary on the left wing. Bulldogs look for a cutter. Nothing there. Around the wheel it goes. Keller on the right side. Caden. Now to Jones just up from the baseline. To Sammy Clary. Clary, left side Pomering. Now, just up from the baseline. It's going to be Berkram. Nothing there. Bulldogs running some offense. Long lob to Keller, near side outside the arc. Looks for a cutter through the lane. Instead, back to Berkram, down low. Jones, reverse lay-in, good. Nice play. Keegan Jones with his first basket off the assist from Ethan Berkram. 72-39, Bulldogs. Dennis fakes him out, throws it over to the right side now. Henry Drone out to meet the ball. Back to Bevan, and Dennis stops, leaves the dribble, tries to slip it low, knocked away by Pomering. Nice steal. Got the pick, then picked it before it went out of bounds, and drives across the half-court line, top of the circle for the Bulldogs. Near side, it's Jones. Jones looking for a cutter. Clary meets the ball just outside the top of the circle. Clary goes left side to Keller. Keller, Berkram, deep corner. Both teams with wholesale substitutions coming in a moment. Pass goes inside. That is Berkram. Tries to throw it back in bounds, and there is a Riverdale foul as Gantula and company with a little bit of inadvertent contact, but wound up kind of falling on each other. The foul goes against Riverdale. Enroll's second personal. Into the game for the Chieftains, it's Jackson Bumkamp. Joined now by Conlon Walsh. Owen Blankenship is out there. Also, we'll see Eli Campbell. Bulldogs making a move as they bring in Cody Burns. They've got number one, Dante Kleinsaucer, and there's a Clary three. It's good. He's got six of them tonight, 75-39. Dante Kleinsaucer seeing his first action for the Bulldogs tonight. Pass goes to the corner, and nobody there. Chieftains running a play to the corner, and a little miscommunication. It goes out of bounds. So Houston Bolin is in. Sammy Clary gets a curtain call tonight for the Bulldogs. Leaves the game with 3:51 to play. Caden Keller and Houston Bolin in the backcourt. Now to attack the Riverdale defense. Berkram lobs for Bolin. Keller, top of the circle. There's Kleinsaucer. On the wing, down to the far side. It's taken there by Burns. Now back inside. Nice pass low. Boland cutting. And that one wouldn't stay in. Gets his own miss. Houston brings it back to the near side. And there's Berkram on a drive. Creates a shot. It won't go. Rebound pulled down by Boland. Houston goes in. That one won't stay. Back up with this one. No good. Burns with a rebound. Flips it back to Boland. He'll give a hop step shot. Won't go. The rebound pulled down by Jackson Bonkamp of the Chieftains. 3:05 to go in the ball game tonight. Riverdale basketball, Blankenship to the right side. Makes the move. Shot won't go. Traveling call. Into the ball game for the Bulldogs, Xander Sorensen. Tyler Steinmetz returns. And Keegan Jones, it looks like. Jones and Keller in the backcourt. I believe the Riverdale lineup has stayed the same. 2:55 to go in the ballgame. Ball goes off to Kleinsasser. Top of the wheel, Keller. Right side, it's going to be Jones. Back to Keller. Now Kleinsasser. Three from the wing. It's on the rim. No good. Rebound by Owen Blankenship of the Chieftains. And he'll bring it out. Blankenship across half court. Makes the move. Gives it back to Campbell. And here's a shot on the way. No good for Eli. Just missed. Rebound pulled down by the Bulldogs. Eli Campbell seeing his first varsity action. He's a freshman. Ball goes down to the baseline. Taken there by the Bulldogs. It's Sorensen. Sorensen to Jones. Back to Sorensen. 15-footer. No good. Rebound pulled down by Baumkamp. And the Chieftains push it the other way. 2:10 to play in the ball game. Ithaca leading 75-39. There's pass to Baumkamp. Near side Walsh. Back to Baumkamp. Looking. Gives it now to Cagle. Ethan Cagle in the ballgame as well. Off a screen from Cagle. Tough shot by Campbell. Good! Eli Campbell. Nice shot. Three-pointer is good. And the freshman gives Riverdale another triple tonight. Down to the corner it goes. Bulldogs working it inside. Knocked away by Riverdale. Good hands there by Conlon Walsh. 75-42. Ithaca. A little light of day. And then going down deep. And shooting and scoring is Blankenship. Bulldogs didn't get the defense turned around in time, and Owen took advantage. That makes it 75-44. Caden Keller across half court. Throws to Keegan Jones with a minute 18. Keller, thread the needle pass for Steinmetz. Knocked away by Riverdale. Good knock by Walsh. Picked up now by the Chieftains, and they'll walk it across half court. Conlon takes a three from the wing. It is in and out. Rebound fought for, taken there by Keller. Keller will take it the other way and set up shop with a minute to go. Here in the basketball game, pass to Steinmetz. He'll throw inside to Jones. Keegan turnaround shot is good. Tyler Steinmetz with the assist and Keegan Jones the basket. 77-44, the ball game score. Riverdale ball, 42 seconds to play. Jackson Baumkamp, three on the way, no good. Rebound Riverdale. It's Cagle throwing to the corner to Campbell. Eli gives it. Riverdale players of the future out there right now. Blankenship on a drive. Nice pass. And scoring is Jackson Baumkamp. 77-46. 22 seconds to play. Caden Keller will walk it for the Bulldogs and set it up. Maybe the last time down the floor here. As Keller, in fact, will keep the dribble at half court. And that should do it tonight here. Bob Maley going to start the bus, and that'll be the final at Ithaca, 77-46. The final score as the Bulldogs get the win, leading from the get-go here tonight and winning for the first time, improving to 1-1, and Riverdale falls to 0-2 to start the campaign. Coming up next, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating post-game show. You're listening to high school boys basketball coverage from WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome welcome to our post-game show tonight from WRCO, sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We look back on a game that saw the Bulldogs lead from the get-go. They went up 7-0 in this game and then built a good-sized lead at halftime, 46-21. Certainly that was one of the turning points in the game that we'll look to as we name the turning point of the game each and every high school event, sponsored by Duncan in Richland Center. And we look back to a 14-point first half and a 12-point first half for Sammy Clary and Devin Iam, respectively. They both had just real banner halves, and overall, they kind of set the tone early, and Clary from the outside, Iam from the inside, and that is certainly the turning point as the Bulldogs built that big halftime lead, 46-21, and they win it going away 77-46, the final. Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center offering you rewards right there in Richland Center. Stop by and find out more. This is high school boys basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
'Tis the season for treating with Dunkin', and nothing brings instant holiday cheer like a dozen Dunkin' Donuts. Whether it's a work party, family gathering, or holiday brunch, it's the gift that makes everyone on your list happy. Want to give donuts or coffee for later? Pick up a Dunkin' gift card. For a limited time, get a $5 gift certificate when you buy $25 or more in Dunkin' gift cards. Gift card promotion available at T-Mart franchise Dunkin' locations only. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
WRCO. 77-46, the final. The Bulldogs get the win over the Riverdale Chieftains tonight in area boys basketball. Ithaca is led in scoring by Sammy Clary and Devin Iam, who each score 24 this evening. Also 8 for Cody Burns, 7 by Casey Pomering, 6 for Wes Nelson, and 4 by Keegan Jones, a 3-pointer by Houston Boland. Leading the way for Riverdale, Bevan Dennis has 22, 10 points for Owen Blankenship, 7 for Enril Gantua, also 3 points for Eli Campbell on a triple there at the end, 2 points for Henry Drone, and 2 points for Jackson Bumcamp. Ithaca makes a total of 7 three-pointers, 6 of them from Sammy Clary, 1 from Houston Boland. For Riverdale, 6 of them, 4 from Bevan Dennis, 1 from Campbell, and 1 from Gantua. And the Bulldogs also 6 of 6 from the free throw line, and Riverdale 6 of 9. The only Riverdale player to shoot free throws was Bevan Dennis, who goes 6 of 9 from the line. The win goes to Ithaca tonight in boys basketball, 77-46. A look at our scoreboard is coming up next here live from Ithaca on the Gillette Plumbing and Heating postgame show from WRCO Sports.
Spring into action with Riverway Trucking and Hackle Construction. From dirt and gravel hauling to site bulldozing, they've got you covered. Their reliable dump trucks and flatbeds ensure your materials are transported safely and efficiently. Call them at 608-739-3310 for all of your hauling needs in Muscadet. Wishing the best to local athletes this spring.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family caring for your family. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center.
You've dreamed about it for years, but now it's finally time to bring those ideas to life. Steel panels from All American Do It Center, just what your new storage building needs. There's seven different panel styles to choose from, including our most popular, the Eagle Pro. Panels are Energy Star rated and covered by a Valspar Weather XL 40-year limited paint warranty. Pick out your color scheme using the colorizer tool at allamericansteel.net. Our team will design and get your building started with materials from All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Welcome back to Ithaca. The final score tonight here, 77-46. The Bulldogs get the win over Riverdale. And now some other area scores. Boys basketball, New Lisbon with the win, 46-43 over, well, no, it's not a final. I take that back. New Lisbon 46, Weston 43. That's been a really good game tonight. Also, Independence Gilmanton leading Cashton, 34-24 at last word. Here's the final, Hillsboro, with a 58-55 win over Kickapoo this evening. That was a real good game, and those two teams are going to be forces this year as well. At the Scenic Bluffs Conference looks extremely strong. Boys basketball final, Galena 46, Cuba City 42. Also tonight, let's see if we have any other finals. Highland leading Iowa Grant 75-47 at last word. Highland girls were up on Dodgeville 42-24. That was in the second half of that ball game. So a dusting of scores on the schedule tonight. Tim Feed will be adding up a few more and have some finals for you. The Filney Flip Phone is sponsored by Y-Connect Mobile Nationwide. Local mobile phone plans with local service and support from Y-Connect Wireless. All right, well, the Bulldogs have to be happy with the way it kind of went with their work tonight. Again, they've kind of slowed the pace a little bit this year. They are still going for the fast break, but a little bit more of a half-court offensive attack. And they did take advantage of the low post, did a good job of working it inside. And thus, Devin Iam having a big night with 24, and Sammy Clary from the outside with 24. So you get that kind of production from your two veteran players, and certainly good things are going to happen. And they led throughout of this one. Bevan Dennis is off to another great start, and he's going to have another good year for Riverdale. And he was widely recognized last year as a really good freshman, now a sophomore, and he finishes with 22 in the ball game tonight. Riverdale won the early game, the JV action 41-30, and Ithaca wins the varsity game, the final 77 46. We'll be back your way tomorrow night with the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show from River Valley High School. The Blackhawks have their home opener for boys basketball. We'll have the call for you tomorrow on WRCO. Thanks for joining us tonight, Mr. Fabulous. Tim Feed back at the controls, pulling all the levers and the knobs and making it go for us. And we begin an exciting week on WRCO Sports. We'll have more tomorrow night. Thank you for joining us and supporting local sports and local radio. Finley signing off from Ithaca. Hopefully I can remember how to get home tonight. 77-46, Ithaca with a win over Riverdale. You've been listening to Area Boys Basketball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Like a worn out photograph, it fades a little more as the days go by. And he's doing his level best to stay thankful cause he's been blessed. But it's hard while the one you love slips away.
Sometimes love can be the bitter with the sweet. By the phone, praying that her son calls home. He's been gone a while, fighting the war. But the call will never come in, 'cause on the front porch stand two men to tell her that her little boy won't be coming back. Sometimes
me now. I'm gonna break the record. record he broke was there that night the commissioner spoke. And he gave him a plaque, and he said, well done. Then he leaned in and whispered, somewhere, someone, saying, I'm gonna break the record.
A donde sea que yo esté, tu corazón alcanzaré, y una sonrisa en tu mirada pintaré.
No habrá distancia entre los dos, al viento volaré mi voz. Con mis deseos a tu alma llegaré. Feliz Navidad, feliz Navidad, feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, feliz Navidad, feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.